Good morning and welcome to day 10 of the 49 days. Today's subject is called The Politics of Dancing. That often has a lot more to do with relationship than with everything, but we're going to try and tie some things together so that this idea of the politics of dancing can help us be more embodied and just sort of more integrated in how we behave. So yesterday we learned about a couple of Chinese characters. One is the character for skillfulness, and the other character was for willingness or willpower, which is chi. And another way to experience that idea of creating and building something from, you could say, the ground up and then using that as a skill to move through life could often be described as, you know, the use of a tool, but it's also mostly used to describe a person's orientation to the world, because I would say from any kind of psychology, psychiatry, therapy that I've learned in my career and in my life, that's always the fundamental investigation is, how do you orientate yourself to the world? How do you respond? How do you react? How much of it is completely unconscious? How much of it is what we call implicit memory, we're going to learn about later. So there's a lot of things that actually determine subconsciously how it is that we actually operate in the world. And one meditation, or one benefit of meditation, especially embodied meditations, is we really start to feel the buildup before we maybe react or behave in a way that doesn't work out so well. And that feeling is going to be like the dashboard light that tells you maybe you should try something else, or maybe you should take a deep breath, or maybe you should suddenly, I need to go to the bathroom for a minute and revamp the way in which you're actually kind of going in. And I mean that kind of almost on the level of instinct, because some really deep things in our being, and especially in our bodies, feel as true, you know, kind of like a soul force as something instinctual. So a big part of this practice is to become familiar with how you orientate yourself in the world. And this is the humbling part, and I keep learning from this, so I'm not saying ha ha, I'm saying get ready. The other side of the coin is what we call disorientation, and it's finding that patience and humility to recognize that, I don't know, there's that old saying that, you know, when other people do something that you don't like, it's actually something you don't like about yourself. And that's one of the fastest ways to start recognizing subconscious disorientations and themes, and I guess nowadays we would say memes, that are arising from the inside of ourself. And that's the real win. You know, I would say in some spiritual traditions, they say, oh, you just need to get to the top of your head and then leap out into the sky and yay. Most other traditions say, maybe you should start with your guts and your bones and your behavior and your muscles and your, what I guess we would call glitches. So the person who is trying to get through your mind into the sky is actually sure of who they are. So that's the theme of those characters and why I bring them up. Excuse me. So I promised to talk about politics for a moment, and I really don't like talking about politics, which is why I think I threaten it to people this way. But it's a really great example of something fundamental to how we move in the world, and you could say it's almost a social distortion or disorientation. So I'll do this very quick, and I'm not a politician, I know very little about it. If I offend anyone, make sure that's a disorientation before you send me a really mean message, but here we go. So we seem to have this idea that we live on this bird. It has a left and a right wing and it flies around, and this is kind of how we get where we're going. And I'm going to simplify the crap out of this, so please have that in the front of your mind. Michael is simplifying the crap out of politics. So here's my oversimplification. We have right wing, we have a left wing. On the right wing, we have people who really, really want to make sure that the past was right, it made sense, it enriched us, it got us this far, how could it be wrong? On the left wing, and I'm making this up as I go, it's kind of like the people on the left, and I would probably lean in that direction, just so I can be honest, are kind of like people in the 60s in New York, kind of saying, hey, we can make up a new culture as we go, you know, in the sort of bohemian sense. And obviously there's a lot more to it, But the point I'm actually hoping to make is that if we have people on the right who want things to go back to the way they were, and we have people, say, on the left, who want things to be completely different and new, the difficulty that I see, and this is my point, is each one of these two groups of us needs to let something go and let something else go so that we can actually move together and collaborate, because that's fundamentally the only way that anything's going to go anywhere. And collaboration is a constant negotiation, a constant willingness to offer attention to other people as much as ourselves. So again, the point is, what do we have to let go of in our extremes to come closer to ourselves, as a community, as a country, as a planet, and obviously as each of us right now in this moment, because that's, well, hopefully why we're here. So if we brought that metaphor into the realm of relationship, husband, wife, partner, partner, in order to come together, it's going to be the same thing. I'm going to not hold on to this part of my past or this part of my future, and then I'm going to move towards this combined collaborative, version of the future. Excuse me. And that's, I think, the most sensible way to look at the place most of the conflict comes from. So I'm just speaking to that because as we get into the next part of our practice, it's going to be about finding ways to feel the way we are in the past and the future, and find a way to let go of things that may be kind of extreme to allow us to collaborate within ourselves. So that took a bit longer than I hoped, but here we are. So let's just go back into the body. Make sure you're feeling like that's a good place to go right now. And excuse me. Take some breaths and feel your egg. Make sure we're not forgetting about the volume experience, because the more we fill ourselves with breath, the more we shift the body, the more we're collaborating, because we're letting go of comfort and habit and we're investing in something a bit new. So breathe deep, my friends. Feel your egg. And breathe how you like. We're not going to get specific yet. And if you can feel the context or the concept of the yolk, a feeling of a place in ourselves and a sense of aliveness within ourselves that we can relate to and actually bring a deeper sense of intimate aliveness to that place within ourselves. So I would encourage you to do that anytime you're not busy doing something else. So. Also, we want to review our receiving breath so that as we maybe want to go deeper into the energetics, we're going to breathe in, breathe out, hold the breath out, and focus on the feeling of need and of receiving. So as we inhale, we can actually draw that sensation into the body. And there's a lot of ways to say that, and unfortunately, English is a tricky language to use for this. But breathe in, breathe out. As you hold it out, focus on what it is that you need besides to breathe, so that when you do breathe, there's an association of luring and drawing in and being enriched. So keep feeling your egg, keep feeling your yolk. And now we're going to go through the six minds again. But what we're going to do first is go through it and actually really feel your sense of memories. What's in there that's good, neutral, and bad? So let's go through that. And what we're going to do is use that receiving breath to draw in a real deep sense of connection to our past. So let's all inhale. And exhale. And as you hold the breath out, feel your sacrum. Feel what you need to connect with from your past. And inhale. And feel your spine. Exhale. Hold your breath out. What do you remember in your spine that needs to be felt? And inhale. Bring your attention to your gut. Exhale. As you hold your breath out, what do you need to remember and feel in your gut? Especially up around your diaphragm. Then as we exhale, we'll bring our attention to our heart. And this is a funny thing to say, but what is your heart's message for you today from your past? Inhale. Exhale, bringing your attention to your face. As you hold your breath out, what does your face remember that it wants you to know about today? Then inhale. As you exhale, bring your attention to your eyes and your pupils. What have you seen that you need to see again to be you? And inhale. So just take a breath or two, kind of relax. We're going to go through that again in another way. So bring your attention to your sacrum, take a deep breath. As you exhale, feel your sacrum and feel what you need to feel to move on and to move ahead. Feel your sacrum, what do you need to feel to move on? Inhale. Bring your attention to your spine. Exhale. What does your spine need to feel to move on and move ahead? Hold your breath. Find the feeling. Inhale. Bring your attention to your gut. Exhale. What do you need to feel to move on and move ahead? Hold your breath out, find the feeling. Inhale, draw that into your yolk. Bring your attention to your to your heart. What does your heart need to feel to move on and through and ahead? Wait a little longer and draw in your breath. Apologize for the noise. My neighbor's using his snow blower. Hope that's not too crazy. I'll just cover the microphone a little bit now that I have a microphone. Okay, sorry about that break. So, nice deep breath, bringing attention to your face. What does your face need to feel and express and be to move on and to move ahead? Inhale again. Bring your attention to your eyes. As you exhale, what do you need to feel and see to be able to move your eyes ahead and to move on? Hold the breath out. See the world that way with your pupils, because that is your way. And inhale. So we're going to go through the six minds again once more. And this time we're just going to simply experience each mind as what we call a yoke or a source of aliveness, feel free to stand or sit or move or dance because we really want to feel that we can connect to the aliveness there and actually enrich it in some way. So let's try that. Same breathing, in for six, out for six, hold for three. So inhale, bring your attention to your sacrum. Exhale, feel your aliveness, get up and go. Hold your breath out and feel that aliveness all around you. Draw it in through your belly button into your sacrum as you inhale. Then exhale, bring your attention to your spine, the aliveness there. Holding your breath out. What specific feel is that like? And inhale that feeling into your spine. And exhale, bringing your attention to your gut. Feel the aliveness that's really unique to your gut. Hold your breath out. When you're ready, draw in that aliveness specific to your yummy tummy. Bring your attention to your heart. Exhale. Hold the breath out. As you inhale, just be what your heart is. I don't think we're supposed to add much there. And as we exhale, we can bring our attention to our face, our voice. As you hold your breath out, what aliveness needs to come into your face today to make your face a lot of fun and really good at connecting to people? And inhale that kind of mojo. And then exhale, bringing your attention to your eyes, your pupils. As you hold your breath out, how does your eyes want to feel more alert and present and playful and connected? And inhale. And exhale and relax. So if there was a philosophical theme to this, especially when we're playing with your spine, especially when we're recognizing that the sort of tilting between our past experience and our future experience is something that you're either attending to and reorientating with consciousness, or you're feeling like it's kind of fracturing and pulling apart a little bit between that past and future idea and experience. So I would say that your wellness is your freedom to reorientate yourself in the world as the world changes. And that's why I brought up the politics, because we're sort of doing this fun dance with, you know, societies and countries and things. And no matter what the scale is, if it's you and your partner, you and your extended family, your community, your country, the world, it's going to be about letting go enough to connect and collaborate enough to keep moving on. And the same is the same within you, within your past self and the future you're building within yourself, for yourself and all of us who get the pleasure to know you. So that's the play for today. We're going to go a little deeper into the spine tomorrow because we really want to open it up. Because as we get into the more subtle things throughout the next few weeks, you're going to want to make sure that what we would call the meridians of your spine are as open as possible, because we don't want to start moving a lot of intention through an area that might be caught up or stuck. So I hope that gives you something to play with throughout the rest of the day. I am aware that I do have to kind of rush along with this to get everyone to get through their mornings in the morning. But I hope you do get an opportunity to play with this in throughout your day anyways, just for a few minutes to make sure you're really grounded in the experience. One thing I was speaking to yesterday that I want to come back to quickly is there's a distinction between being creative and in flow and being rigid and being held back. And I made a comment that may have seemed offhand about people in their 60s, and it wasn't meant to be offhand. It was meant to be a reference to be mindful that you're always here to learn and grow, because once you start to know more than you think other people know, or are certain of something in some way, we start to kind of live with blinders on, and that just happens naturally as we age. If we don't feel like we're a very collaborative person. So my statement was much more about remind yourself to stay collaborative no matter what your age is, so that we all can continue to grow and become our whole selves. So again, thank you, and I'll stick around for a few minutes just in case people have questions or things like that, or maybe a couple of minutes. Otherwise, have a lovely, lovely Wednesday. And hopefully I'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early, for really getting into your spine, because we want to keep that as open as we can. So blessings. Have a great day, and thanks for checking this out. Thanks for that. Right, thanks, Eric. Have a good day. Oh, you didn't hear the snowblower dove. That's good to know. It sounded really loud outside of my window. Woo, go windows. Thank you, Miranda. Hope it helps. Okay, let's have fun today and go deeper into the spine tomorrow. Blessings. Have a great day.